I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She goes, well, you don't know me. I'm from Oregon. I'm friends with Drew Bledsoe and this and that. I'm like, oh, it's nice to meet you. We're in town for a wedding and all that other stuff. She goes, I watch you guys every day from Bend, Oregon. And your guy, Gio, he's good. He's good. He's a good-looking guy and everything else.
Oh, wow. Look at
you
that.
Just tell him I said hello. And I'm like, wow, I'll do that.
Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. So you're big in Bend, Oregon.
Wow. Yeah, how about that?
She's probably on the treadmill right now. You might
really
want to say
hi. Hey, what's her name?
I forgot.
Well, no, that's geez. A terrible job. Come
yeah.
on.
It's a hot box
One
of rocks.
Thing you need to remember.
Well, I'm trying to work on a game plan for the big championship game yesterday that we won.
Oh, you won. Okay.
Yeah, of course
you
we won.
Work that in. It would not have been a mention of that had you lost.
Well, no, I would have mentioned it. You know, we've lost. We lost last year, but we won this year in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a, you know, it's a men's hockey tournament. There are about 16 teams that go. There's four divisions, and we won an overtime game yesterday against some meatheads from Quebec.
Wow.
Yeah, well, guy takes
Congrats,
me out,
man.
Guy takes me out in the first quarter and just whacks my knee, and I'm done pretty much for the game.
Wow.
But my guys picked me up, and we won the game in overtime and came home with the cup. So that's good.
Did he know he cheap shot at Boomer?
I don't. Some teams know that they're playing against me. Other teams don't. These guys, you know, are acting like they don't speak English, you know, and
because well, they're from they're from Quebec.
Well, maybe they don't.
You can hear them speaking English. They act like they don't.
What benefit do they have? I'm pretending that they don't.
I don't know. They were idiots. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, it was like so cool.
That's right, exactly. So the first game we play against them on Saturday is a game that's meaningless because we have to play the championship game on Sunday. There were 17 penalties between the two teams. I'm like, this is a men's hockey league. What the hell's wrong with you people? You know what was really perfect? The Long Island Meathead came out in us.
Oh, of course.
And
Has
when the
to.
Long Island Meathead comes out, I don't
it's
care
over.
If you're from Quebec. I don't care if you're from Moscow. It's really hard to overcome the Long Island Meathead.
It's impossible.
Right, but it was good, though. It was a great tournament, a lot of fun. And the Predators game on Saturday night, I had Rex Ryan's seat.
So yeah,
Rex,
right up on the glass.
Yeah, so Rex goes to the the Derby, so he hands me and his buddy Aaron the tickets or gives them to us, and we're sitting right next to the Winnipeg Jets bench. I could not believe how fast that freaking game was and how good those two teams were, and the presentation down in Nashville was unbelievable.
Yeah,
was unbelievable.
I was jealous of those seats. You were right up
against
the glass.
What a great city, man. It was just, I haven't been there in about 5 or 6 years, the last Monday night game that I had done down there, and that place is rocking right now. So it was a great trip, and I got back late last night. I'm a little tired today, but nonetheless, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Jerry Recco is here with all that stuff we have to talk about. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. You speak about loud places. How about Yankee Stadium? The Yankees were really struggling yesterday with Mike Clevenger, who then, let's say implodes, put a couple of guys on late. The Yankees were able to come back from 4-0 down. Domingo Germán had the no-hitter through 6, as we know, 2. Cleveland scores 4. Yankees come back. We take it to the bottom of the ninth. Why not? It's now a 4-4 game. You got two guys on and Gleyber Torres at the plate.
It'll be a 3-2 to Torres. The pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Allen back, away back, on the track, at the wall. It's gone! Into the Yankee bullpen! It is a walk-off. Ninth inning, one out. Three-run home run by Gleyber Torres. It is Gleyber Day! And he is the Gleyber of the month.
Yeah. John I like Sterling. Gleyber Day. Why can't he just leave it at Gleyber Day?
I agree. It was perfect. But the Gleyber of the month, he is. And John Sterling on the fan. They are a machine right now. 15-1 in their last 16 games. They swept away the Indians like the Indians were a last place team. 7-4 the final score. Here is manager Aaron Boone. Torres doing his thing.
Showing you the other way power that... It's a special at bat, and he's been an impact player for us.
And his team, as he continues, just continues to win in different ways imaginable.
So many guys with a big hand in that comeback, and you know, to get to another closer really, and that was another special one.
Yeah. Cody Allen was awful.
Well,
he goes to
him
for the five-out save. He was terrible.
It looked like he had nothing left. He pitched three out of four games, and he was just exhausted. I was surprised he went back to him, but it was clear that he was not himself because he was fatigued.
He was. Here's Torres on Yes. How do you stay calm in these situations?
I prepare before the bat or the inning. Try to put in the ball in the game and help my team. This is the most important for me.
I think he means try to put the ball in play, and that's exactly what he did, and he really put a charge into it. Here is Dellin Betances. He took note of the Torres shot, obviously.
What he did right there, that was impressive. Putting that ball in the bullpen in that situation, I didn't know he had that kind of pop.
And I give you one more from Neil Walker, who had a big hit in this game as well on Torres.
It's very rare. I mean, he stepped into this role, and he's kind of taken off with it, and it's really impressive.
Now, the amazing thing about that is that if Neil Walker isn't needed at first base, is he needed at all?
No, yeah, he's not right now.
Right, but he's now finally breaking out of it, and of course the key hit to tie the game.
Yep.
So it makes the decision a little bit harder. But I'm with you. I don't know. He looks to be the expendable guy with everything that's going on with the Yankees.
I think if everybody's healthy, he's expendable. But we all know that it's not going to go that way. Somebody's going to get hurt somewhere. And the question is can he fill in at third base? Yes. Can he fill at second base? Yes. And he can play first. So, when Drury comes back and then you got Bird coming back, somebody's going to go. It's most likely probably going to be Tyler Austin.
They have so much talent.
It's ridiculous, right?
It is impressive.
And to think about what that talent could bring you in return for a starting pitcher, if in fact somebody's out there for
sure.
You that you want, that you don't have to accept a big and contract back with.
Forget about the names you just mentioned. How about the return you get for a Clint Frazier? I mean, and that doesn't even account for the guys you just talked about coming back.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's absurd.
Look, it's a long season. They're going to go through a lot more injury. We all know that. Now the question is what does Brian Cashman do, and what does he feel like he needs to
Nothing.
Do?
Just,
listen, well, right, I know. They're really well, maybe a starting pitcher come the deadline. But
if they're going to keep putting up 7, 8, 9 runs a game, this is what we've talked about.
But, Jerry, when you let's look what Charlie Morton did to them and Verlander did to them, okay?
And they still won the game.
And then also take a look at what happened to them and when they last played the Red Sox up in Fenway.
It's a long time ago, and it seems like ancient history.
It does, because right after that is when they got on that run. They got that one win there, and then they went on this run that they're on now. But I'm just saying that they're going to need us, I believe. They're going to need another starting pitcher. The good news for them is Sonny Gray now is at back-to-back really good starts. And that kind of like changes the way you look at things and you think about things, assuming that guy can continue to do this. That's the question for me. Because right now, don't you think they need another lovely arm when it comes trading deadline?
I don't. You've got Sabathia pitching like he's 25.
Well, the trade deadline is still two months away.
No, I know, but you've got Tanaka, you've got Severino. If Gray finds himself, you've got four quality arms. Like, I mean, unless you need an all-star at every single spot out of the 25, I think they've got plenty. I really do. I think they've got plenty.
I will bet you. that they will add a starting pitcher at some point.
I didn't say they won't. You're asking me if I think they need to. I don't.
Maybe Domingo Germán is that guy, for God's sake.
I'm fully convinced that if Ahmed Rosario was a Yankee, he'd be A-Rod. Like if you put those pinstripes on, he'd be hitting 40.
How about Michael Conforto?
I know. How about everybody?
No, it is everybody. But when someone's struggling, it seems like the trouble spot finds them.
Yeah.
Conforto's been in every big spot and comes up. So, and even yesterday, and I really do. I like Mickey Callaway. I hope he's here for a long time for the Mets. If you are going to pinch hit Michael Conforto yesterday, can you explain to me why against a left-hander?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it was just, and he struck out meekly yesterday, right. Too.
I don't know. Maybe he came back too early. I don't know.
He looks lost right now. And let's get to the Mets. Speaking of losing, they needed someone to pinch it in the ninth inning as they were down 3-2. And the only person left was the immortal, Tomas Nito.
And Nito takes strike three, called, and the ball game is over.
On three lousy pitches.
His first save of the year, and for the first time since 2012. The Mets conclude an 0-6 homestand.
Gary Cohen on SNY.
Can someone tell me now? I haven't played baseball in a long, long time, right? It's been since high school, right? Can someone tell me if you're in the major leagues, all right, and we're talking about a one-run game, how you can stand in the box at 0-2 and take a belt-high fastball right down the middle of the plate, not swinging it.
Well, Keith said.
Keith said what? What did Keith say?
Keith said he was busting him with the slider, and he stuck in the fastballs.
Well, how do you look at that?
There's only one reason why he's in the major leagues, because the two major league catchers ahead of him got hurt.
It doesn't matter. Little league. Jerry's got a 13-year-old kid who would stand in there and at least take a swing at it.
The more you see, the less you like, and that's why these guys have not been called up unless there's catastrophic injuries, and that's exactly what's happening.
It's two different arguments.
You have AAA catchers in a lineup for a AAA lineup right now, the way they're playing.
The way they're hitting.
Even Conforto doesn't deserve to be in the lineup.
Not right now. Nimmo deserves to be in, and Legarris deserves to play.
Yes, and he's trying to get him in.
Yeah.
They're playing Bruce over at first base.
And when did Legarris become a butcher out in center field, by the way? I mean, there's been a couple of plays that all of a sudden he is not making.
Supposed to be a Gold Glove center field. I keep hearing how, you know, he can run all these balls down.
Well, he was a Gold Glove. I mean, he did win it. And he butchered that one in St. Louis. I got a bad read on it last week, and that certainly led to a loss. But they lose 3-2 as they get swept away. And that's the other thing. I mean, they don't score. Now, Friday night, I really did believe, I went to the game Saturday, with the way they almost came back Friday night, I thought they were going to carry the momentum into the next day.
Sure.
But there's the problem Saturday. First inning, home run, they're behind immediately. Yesterday they lose with Syndergaard on the mound. Ian Desmond hits a home run early, hits a home run late. Kyle Freeland looked like, you know, Sandy Koufax. 7 innings at one point. I think he retired his last 12 guys, which was just ridiculous. Some of the post-game reaction.
You're basically giving away between 9 and 12 outs a game. Think about that.
Yeah, I'd rather Jacob deGrom hit than Nito.
But he can't swing.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying that you're literally giving up a third of the outs in a game.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Every single night.
It's unbelievable. And that's how bad it is. Meanwhile, the Yankees, that lineup from top to bottom, if somebody's
There's
off
no relief there.
If somebody's off in the middle, don't worry about it. The bottom of the lineup will pick you up. If somebody's off at the bottom of the lineup, top of the lineup will pick you up. And then some guy right in the middle, whether it be Gary Sanchez or Stanton or Judge, are going to hit a monstrous home run, and you're going to walk off and you're going to win.
Here is Mickey Callaway on the offensive woes.
Scored a couple runs in the first, and then we didn't get another hit until the ninth. So, you know, I think we need to obviously score more runs.
Yeah, that would certainly help. What does this team need to do to actually score more runs?
You have to string something together, whether it's walks with hits or, you know, hits, then walks.
He's turning into Terry Collins.
Now he really does sound like a bad manager.
Oh, I feel bad, man.
I do, too. I do, too. You watch him in the dugout. It's like, guys, come on.
I do like him, too. I really do. How do you score with walks and hits?
But, you know, what do you guys think about Skip? What do you think about when he said we failed Matt Harvey? What do you think that's all about?
I think he probably saw him in the spring and thought they had some potential and they didn't get it out of him. That's what I think.
Well, that he was brought in. Think about the interview process and them landing on Mickey Callaway. What do you think some of the questions were asked by Mets management at that point?
Probably all about the pitching staff.
Right, exactly. A guy like Matt Harvey, how can we get him back? What could you do? And he probably went through a whole plan, and they had that going in spring, and now all of a sudden he's not on the team. So that's what he means.
It's a dangerous game, though, because who was it with Victor Zambrano? Give me five. Was that Rick Peterson?
Give
me 5 minutes. Maybe it wasn't.
Right.
But it
no,
was.
No, it was, no, it was. Yeah, it was Rick Peterson. Yes. Yes, it absolutely
give
was.
Me 5 minutes and I'll fix him.
Yeah.
And then he got here and he didn't fix him.
Never fixed him. Nope. Just one more on the Mets, Eddie, and then we'll move on. This is Syndergaard. So it was funny because Keith was talking about how Ian Desmond should not be in the lineup. Not against a guy like Syndergaard. And then Desmond hits the home run, and then he hits the home run late, and Keith was apologizing for being so wrong. But he did not speak about Haji.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He talked about his issues are the fastball. People like, I guess, know when it's coming. I don't know.
I think I just need to learn how to elevate in the zone on the fastball. All the hitters are going up there. They know I throw strikes. I know I work down in the zone.
And I'll go one. I know you said he was okay. I did not think he was okay yesterday. I thought he laid through that game. The one inning, he's walking guys.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a complete, as you say, gas can.
No, not at all. I was left up to Hansel Robles later.
Right, yes, right. He was the gas can of the day.
He gave up the go-ahead home run, so not good. Eddie, if you can move ahead just a couple to the Cardinals-Cubs, only because it was a wild ending. The Cubs score one in the top of the 14th, and then Dexter Fowler in the bottom half.
Fowler swings and hits a drive right field. It is back to the wall, and it is gone! It's gone! Over the wall and right for a two-run game-winning homer.
That was John Rooney, Cardinals radio. They win without Yadier Molina. They beat the Cubs 4-3. Good win for St. Louis. Molina had the emergency surgery Saturday night when he took a foul ball in the midsection area. Of
I have
groin,
swollen whatever testicles.
You want to call it. All right. He's going to miss.
<He's> gonna... Boy,
I didn't play
on that one. I know. Finger on that button since 6 o'clock.
So he's going to miss. He's going to miss significant amount of time. And I thought what was neat was they FaceTimed Molina right after the game.
Oh, that's
Cardinals,
great.
So that was kind of cool.
Very
yeah,
cute.
That
that's,
woman
yes,
fuzzy.
Yeah.
Red Sox beat the Rangers 6-1. So they're 25-9. Red Sox Yankees start tomorrow. Nationals beat the Phillies 5-4. Gabe Kapler's bullpen completely imploded. Max Scherzer did strike out 15 in this game. NBA playoffs. How much time do I got? NBA playoffs. Warriors beat the Pelicans 118-92. 38 for Kevin Durant. Rockets over the Jazz 187. Chris Paul had 27. So we were all talking about, oh, Houston lost a game at home. They go to Utah and win both. They're up 3-1. Same thing for Golden State, up 3-1. You've got the Cavs and the Raptors tonight. Cleveland looking to close it out and complete the sweep. Sixers take on the Celtics. Boston up 3-0. And, yes, in the NHL, the Lightning beat the Bruins 3-1. Tampa wins the series in 5, and the Golden Knights shut out in Vegas.
Essentially, the Tampa Bay Lightning's had their last licks.
And I just said Golden Knights shut out Vegas. They shut out the Sharks
as
they take the series 4-2. And they're very close to being in the finals now.
They are.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I don't think they're going to make it.
Okay.
I think the Winnipeg Jets got...
Still, the fact that they're going to be in the conference finals?
Right. I know. Geez. Well, listen, you know, that George McPhee out there did an unbelievable job putting that team together. Could you imagine? You're the GM of an expansion franchise. You're scouting all the teams. You get to pluck one of their best young players off their team. And then you bring them in collectively together. And you say, okay, guys, everybody probably thinks that you are the misfits that are putting our expansion team together. Well, you're not going to be the 1961 Mets. This is going to be a legitimate hockey team because I selected all you guys because of the way that you play, and I'll tell you what, he pushed all the right buttons, man.
Yep. Tonight you got the Penguins home for the Capitals. Washington up 3-2, and the Jets face the Predators. Winnipeg leading 3-2. Jason Day wins the Wells Fargo Championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.